I'm going to give you two different scenarios of sisters arguing who should be hosting Thanksgiving, and we'll go around with the five of us and we'll vote. Who do you think should be the one hosting Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Okay.
There's two sisters, the younger one and the older one. Right now, the older one is the host, okay? Sarah is the younger sister, does not want her older sister to host Thanksgiving dinner. Younger sister has two kids, 3 and 5. Older sister has 4 dogs. I'll give you the reasons why the younger sister thinks that she should host Thanksgiving. Then I'll give you the reasons why the older sister. She has 2 kids, the younger sister, and the dogs are a lot. The older sister's always making comments about how her kids are playing with the dogs and working them up, and there's drama between the kids and the dogs, and so it's just a lot. And she's the better cook. She also thinks the dogs are dirty when you're cooking around and brings in a lot of fur. And she thinks that she can make Thanksgiving better than her older sister. Older sister thinks that she should host Thanksgiving because she's hosted the last 3 years. So this is where Thanksgiving has been. She is the older sister since seniority. She has the 4 dogs, and when you have dogs, you can't just bring them with you. She has to have to get a dog sitter or a dog walker because Thanksgiving dinner is like 6 hours. Mm. Going to someone's house with kids and their toys doesn't feel very Thanksgiving-like. Feels like you're eating at Toys R Us. Who should be hosting Thanksgiving? Older sister or younger,
younger
sister?
Absolutely the younger sister.
Oh, you think there should be a switch?
Yeah. I do. Yep. I don't understand how the older sister said being around kids and toys doesn't feel very Thanksgiving-y.
That's exactly what Thanksgiving is. It's all about family.
I'm not eating anywhere that has 4 dogs.
4 dogs is a lot.
You're literally eating dog hair. That's so disgusting.
So you agree with the younger sister? Yes. Everyone thinks they should switch.
I say switch.
Seniority doesn't, whatever. I'm the oldest. I don't care.
You have to pass the torch at some point.
The kids feel comfortable too. The kids are going to feel more comfortable at their own house with their own toys.
Exactly.
And
you guys don't care that she has to get a dog, like the dog on Thanksgiving.
Put your dogs in crates. Give me a break.
I was just going to touch on that point. You don't need people that are like, well, I don't want to go somewhere else for Thanksgiving because the dogs will, like, do you leave?
That's the biggest excuse I've ever
heard. Dogs home on a daily basis when you go to work. Like,
it's
that's
different
on
Thanksgiving to get a dog walker, right?
Give me a break. Put it in the cage. As the younger,
I just assumed that, like, I'm opposite. Like, that's interesting because, AB, you're the oldest of two other siblings, oldest of three.
I'm the oldest, and it's only fair to switch around.
Really?
Yes.
As the younger one, I just assumed that the older person. No. And they've already hosted it for 3 years. Well, I think it's hard to make someone do the switch.
I also have dogs, and I think if you're going to a house where there's 4 dogs for Thanksgiving, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a lot.
I agree.
A lot going on. Add that with the people. You don't need more than you got already.
4-1. Oh, everyone. I voted for the older sister just out of seniority and making the change.
Well, if she gets rid of the dogs, maybe she can have it next year.
Yeah.
And then has to, what AB said, then you have to get like one of those deep cleanings. Like,
right.
Yep. Zero residues to come in real good. All right. Here's who you would have voted for in that scenario. We're still rolling commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.